business. Our goal is to inspire, motivate, and encourage others through laughter, accountability, success stories, and most importantly, easy steps for achieving greatness. My name is Tawny Bro, and I'm very excited to introduce to you today Julia McCurley. Julia is a professional matchmaker, relationship coach, and CEO of Try Something More, Austin's premier matchmaking service. After a successful career in the IT staffing business, she decided to take her headhunting skills and transfer them to be a headhunter for the heart. She has been creating happy couples in Austin since 2009 and has helped hundreds of singles on their journey to finding love. She has been featured in many media outlets like ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox TV affiliates, Bustle, and the Huffington Post. She also published her first book, Game, Set, Match, A Professional Matchmaker's Advice on How to Win at the Game of Love. We will have a link to this free book for you later. It will be something that you reference quite often. Let's join for the interview now. I hope you enjoy. Being a professional matchmaker must be a pretty exciting thing to do. So we're really interested to hear your story today, Julia. So how in the world did you get started becoming this professional expert in matchmaking?
Well, Tawny, it's actually a lot of matchmakers like myself have been doing this way before we got a business card. Mm-hmm. So it's something I've always done as friends and family. I actually started in college at the sorority house. I got my sister married, my first match, and my previous career, I was in the IT consulting space. I was a headhunter, sales, and the same skills that you use in recruiting can be easily transferred to matchmaking, because it's not just the profile, right? Like, you could both like tennis and you both love sushi and you both love travel, but then, you know, you're an anxious person, you want to see them all the time, but he's avoidant. He's like, hey, you know, I'll call you, you know, later today, or you're a morning person. Anyway, there's a whole list of things that go into compatibility. Mm-hmm. Same as when you're hiring somebody, they can have the perfect resume, but then you find out, you know, they're not a team player, or, you know, they're not reliable or whatever. So it doesn't matter that they're very qualified. It's like the soft skills. Mm-hmm. So basically, I've been interviewing people, for my whole life.
So
interviewing.
So what do you, and I know you've talked about this a lot, but what, I mean, one second. I'm going to have to stop just one tiny second.
Paige, I think Prada needs out. She's barking.
Did you hear?
No, go get that dog. Oh, she's sitting right here. It's okay. You need to go out.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Outside of here because they're gonna start bothering me. Okay, so your career in recruiting, you're just making matches, right? So businesses need certain companies, and now ladies need certain men. So you like just find this. You know, where are you finding, first of all these eligible bachelors? Because I have so many girlfriends, when they found out I was interviewed, they're like, tell her I need her help. Tell her I need her help. So like, how are you so successful at this? Like, well, how are you getting out there and getting like these matches made?
Well, I'm just about to celebrate 11 years in business. So I'm definitely very established. It started out, you know, more like people would find me on the internet, but my business has really become more of like referral based.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, especially right now with everything that went on with social distancing, mm-hmm. I mean, people are ready for face to face, even though I know it's like risky, but if you think about it, it's way higher risk to drive to the date than it is to sit there 6 feet across from them. So I've got a lot of people that are just like clamoring, like, please get me out of the house, you know?
Yeah.
And even just human interaction. And that's something that is, you know, we're biologically wired for. We're social creatures. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, of course, when this started, March, April, things were quiet, but now I'm getting super busy. And I think people have changed their outlook too. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm finding like people are maybe even a little bit less picky, because they're just happy to be with somebody. People are getting relationships quicker. Uh-huh. Because they're like, I don't want to go through this alone. Mm-hmm. And just realizing, you know, we're all, it's kind of like a bonding thing. Like we're all in this together. And if you look at history, like even 9/11 or times of war, those are, you know, people really couple up then, you know, the baby booms, everything that happened. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. There's a lot of psychology involved in the matchmaking. And that part I really enjoy, like just kind of figuring out what makes people compatible.
Yeah. So is this like a website that they go to? Or are you like sitting down and interviewing them personally, or how are you doing that?
Yeah, it's completely offline. I mean, I have a web presence on, you know, obviously, but mm-hmm. every potential client comes and meets with me personally. Mm-hmm. And we have usually a 1 to 2 hour session just to make sure we're a good fit. Like I want to make sure that for sure I have the type of people they're looking to meet. And then I want to make sure they're comfortable with my process. It's very structured, everything from like, you know, rules on the first date, like what to wear, mm-hmm. The feedback process. There's definitely a coaching aspect involved. Sometimes people just need a little assistance in that area. So it's basically full service. Like I do whatever I can to empower my clients to achieve their relationship goals.
Uh-huh. That is incredible that you're in 11 years of doing this. So do you have, I mean, I know you have, but some just like great, amazing success stories where, like I think in today's time, finding people either virtually online or using a service like this seems to be like more common. So I'm sure you have some great success stories.
I do. It's so rewarding. One of my favorites is a very attractive lawyer and, you know, beautiful doctor. And I've been trying to get them together for months, uh-huh. but the deal was they each had 4 children.
Okay.
So that would be 8 kids all together. Mm-hmm. So I finally got them to meet, and sure enough, they got married, and I still go look at their Facebook to see this adorable photo of the 8 kids holding hands, jumping through the blue bonnets.
Aww.
Yeah. That's a fun story. And then I actually had a disabled person, my first one I'd ever worked with, who was legally blind. And, you know, he ended up marrying his 3rd match. And so that one really touched my heart because that's just a lot to sign up for. Like eventually he'll be permanently blind. Mm-hmm. And they actually just had a baby.
Oh.
Yeah. That was rewarding because that's something, great. You know, a few years ago, I was like, there's no way I can match a blind person, but I found him, Amy, and they're just happy as can be. There's a couple stories for you. There's quite a few.
Yeah, no, I'm sure over the years you have so many great stories. So
I keep in touch with everybody. We become friends even. It's such a personal relationship. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, like they have to like me, I have to like them. Mm-hmm. Because you do, my clients tell me things that maybe they've never told anybody else. Like you have to become really vulnerable, open your heart, mm-hmm. and maybe admit some things that you've been doing wrong, like picking the wrong person or just getting, you know, in these toxic relationships. So that's the point of the service, is having like an objective third party can often increase your chances because many people just keep going for the same type.
Yes. Yeah.
And a matchmaker will kind of push you a little bit, like, wait a minute, you're type A. I know you want a man to take charge, but both of you are just clashing, mm-hmm. right? And sometimes what people say they want isn't what's right. I mean, it's a very, you know, complex situation. Way more than an algorithm on a computer.
Yeah, the psychology that you're referencing behind it, like the personality types and how you get some people together. So, you have to be extremely motivated to keep doing this. So where do you look for your inspiration and motivation to keep going with something more?
Well, I'm a very stubborn person. So I'm just like, I'm going to find them somebody. And I, as a recruiter, that's kind of in your blood. And so that's a part of my business that I offer my clients as well. For example, like I had a woman, she's Asian, you know, new to America, heavy accent. And she kind of had a hard time with American culture. So I just was thinking, where can I meet some people that are like her? So the light bulb went off and I joined the Asian Chamber of Commerce.
Uh-huh.
And I met some guys for her there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or like I had a physics professor, which that's interesting. The whole, that world, you know, it's kind of a man's world even now. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, she needed some help. Like, you got to, like, bring out that feminine side. It's got to be in there somewhere. but super, you know, intellectual. So I was like, what do physics people enjoy? Astronomy. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of us, you know, like black holes. Anyway, I learned a lot of things. So I found her somebody through the astronomy clubs and stuff like that. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know that sounds strange, but well, no, I don't just limit my clients to who I have right now. Like, I don't just match like client to client. It's basically like a custom search.
Yes, I love that. So you're actively getting out there. Like, you would think people would do this on their own, right? But that you're actively getting out there, finding like where you think compatible people might be and what they're interested in. No wonder you're so successful with that. That's awesome. So how are you, you know, that's what keeps you motivated, just kind of your own drive moving forward.
Yeah. And also just like getting the feedback and going to the weddings and getting the reviews. And It just makes me so happy. Like, I literally, you know, this is my dream job. Mm-hmm. I do dream about it, matches and things. Like, my creative juices are always flowing. You know, I'm always like writing something down, you know, oh, what about so-and-so? And I'll text, you know, my assistant at night, like, okay, make sure you remember so-and-so for this person. And it's just something that I just live and breathe. I know that sounds strange, but.
No, I love it. And I think, I mean, you're blessed to be able to do your, like you just said, your dream job, what you enjoy doing so much. You've made such a successful career out of, and that's.
I really am lucky. And it's kind of my calling. I mean, it's matchmaking is not really a science, it's an art. So there's, you know, a lot of intuition involved. And so that's why, like, just, I'll say a couple more things on the apps. All those things, they only match on, first of all, your photo, common interests, and your location. Okay. And we all know that some people take a bad photo. I think a lot of good relationships haven't happened because some guy holding a fish in a picture, maybe he had his sunglasses off and like a nice headshot. And then, you know, the hobbies, it's like at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you both like the same music. I mean, you can always learn to like it. I didn't like country, I'm just Charlie Daniels. My husband doesn't like pop music. He's seen Maroon 5 with me 6 times.
Yeah.
So I'm not a big huncher. I went on a safari with him in Africa and I loved it. Yeah. He didn't play tennis when we met. Now we have a tennis court. I mean, you kind of, you know, can adapt to each other and always learn from each other, and you don't have to be like replicas of each other.
Yeah. You're right. And I think some of that deters people when they see that one picture or that, well, we don't have that much in common, when you're right, there's so much more that can go into those questions.
And just the stereotyping that we all do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm kind of breaking away the stereotypes, like, okay, yeah, he buys a pickup truck, but he's a very successful lawyer. We're in Texas. Just because he's not driving a Porsche or whatever maybe he could afford doesn't mean he's not, you know, successful or whatever. Or just because a woman has a Chanel purse doesn't mean she's high maintenance. Maybe that was her dream to finally get, you know, finally be able to afford one.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously first impressions count, but at the same time, I think you have to give people a chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think the personal touch that you're offering goes that extra step, because so many people are like, oh, I just see the same people all the time online, or I'm just, you know, you're right, it's just in your little area, and those little single people are all on the same app or the same whatever. They're not getting any substance really out of it. It's just all very superficial.
That's what I tell people too. My database is, you know, my whole entire city. It, you know, I don't just match on your zip code. What do you want to do? Go to Whole Foods and hope you run into somebody, or start playing golf, you know, or go get a pedicure. The guy goes to pedicure. I mean, it's so hard to even approach people. You know, what do you say? People feel awkward. Oh, the guy doesn't, you know, he's afraid, you know, oh, she's going to think I'm a creep. Or the women, you know, we've got their earbuds on, we're on our phones. I mean, technology is almost like made people lonelier than ever. In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And all the ghosting. There's a lot of bad behavior out there, Tani. And so I'm removing all that. Like, they get feedback. They know exactly why they didn't get a second date. They don't. There's no contact information exchanged until both parties agree to a second date.
Nice.
So that way there's none of the ghosting.
Yeah.
And like, it's just, you know, here's where you're going to go. We plan the date for you. Everything.
Oh, wow.
And so it basically takes the guesswork out of it.
Yeah.
Because if you think about how much mental energy single people do, I mean, well, why didn't he text? He said he was going to call. Or, you know, what's he doing? You know, she texted me at noon and he hasn't answered. Like, your mind just goes round and round. It's like, let's think if we use that mind for other, you know, put that time into other things. you know, hobbies, self-improvement, time with your family, instead of wondering if somebody's going to text you back.
Yes, I agree with that, like, wholeheartedly. So do you, while you're going through this and doing this, I know you're also an author. I want to hear about your book, but I also wanted to know, like, do you have any book recommendations, especially for these single ladies that are, you know, or maybe even single men, but, you know, that you would recommend, like, hey, read this book.
Well, other than my book, I actually wrote this book because I was tired of giving my book to everybody, recommending other books.
Okay.
So this book is, I'm a big blogger, which I know you are as well. And so, you know, I literally have written hundreds of blogs. They're all been on well-known sites like Huffington Post, Bustle, Digital Romance. So I just combine it into a book, and it's more like a reference guide. So like there's a section for single women, a section for single men, everything from like how to get back out there after a serious relationship, how to look more approachable. You know, is he someone being flirty or friendly, which is a fine line. Date ideas, how to get out of the friend zone. I mean, just every possible topic I think I've covered in there. Even there's a section for couples on relationship rescue.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like how to date your mate. So my book, Game Set Match, A Professional Matchmaker's Guide on How to Win at the Game of Love, is more like a reference book. Like you could read it cover to cover if you want, but it's more like, okay, we just started dating. It's Christmas. What do I get him? Or, you know, when do I bring him home to meet the parents? How soon should I text? Just all that stuff.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
And I'm a big tennis player. And so I think there's a lot of analogies between tennis and dating. Like when you're on the date, you want to be hitting back and forth, right? Like I'm going to ask you a question. You're going to maybe say two sentences. Then you're going to hit the ball back to me and ask me a question, right? Because a lot of times people talk too much on dates. So you just got to be aware, right?
Yeah.
And then when you're in a relationship, it's like doubles. I don't know if you play tennis, but when you're playing doubles, you've got to communicate with your partner. Okay, yours, mine. Okay, move here. Like you have to talk, otherwise you'll lose the match. So anyway.
I love that. I absolutely love it. Game, set, match. We'll put the a link to where you can purchase it at the bottom of the page. But I absolutely love that. I can already, like, I need it.
On Amazon, and I just made it to free because now I understand the term starving artist, Tawny.
Yeah.
I have made $88 off that book.
Yep.
I mean, I only priced it like $10 and like $3 for the thing, but I finally just said, you know what? This is really just something that I want to help people with. I don't need that as an income source. I'm just going to give it away.
There you go. I mean, that's a bonus of knowing you and knowing your organization and that it's out there. And I think everyone needs this reference, even on date night. Like my husband and I are like, what do we do? Like I've got
so many awesome date ideas for you guys.
Yes. That's what I want. I'm going to get your book today.
Yay.
I am going to for sure. So excellent. So this is Books, Beauty, and Business. So do you have any beauty tips, like single beauty tips that you like to give?
Oh my gosh, Tawny. I am a product junkie. I just found this Michael Kors powder, and you need to buy it just for the case. It's like a work of art. It's a flat black compact, but then the brush is built into the top, into the lid of it. Like when you flip it open, there's a silver thing that pulls right out of the lid.
I love it.
It is gorgeous. You have to have that.
I will look for that and look it up. And
And then like long wearing foundation, big fan. We're like, we're in Texas, gets hot. I love like, you know, like NARS, like the lip lacquer where the lipstick stays on. I promise you it's kiss proof. I test out these lipsticks with my husband and see if they're makeup worthy.
What was the name of that?
It's called NARS.
Okay.
It's by the brand NARS and it's called Lacquer. LACQUER.
Well, I'm going to have to try
it. And I like the shade Primrose. Kind of like what you and I are wearing, kind of a rosy pink, not too red, not too bright. Guys hate red lipstick.
Really?
I know it's a trend. Like
they love that with the blonde hair, with the bright red lipstick.
No.
Like that look that they love.
No.
No.
There's that meme that says red lipstick triggers my fear of clowns. It's so funny. what they tell me is like they think about kissing the woman and it's smeary all over their face.
Okay.
And as you get older, it can just look really harsh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a lot there. Like if you like a smoky eye, you can't put red lipstick on.
Mm-hmm.
My assistant is actually a professional makeup artist and image consultant. So I've learned a lot from her.
Oh, wow.
And just even with, you know, we help, but back to the products, trying to think what else I like. I just, about 2 years ago, I switched from doing like bad makeup to like really good makeup. Okay. And it's worth it.
Yeah. There's a difference. Yeah. There's definitely a difference that you can
better tell. On your skin. Mm-hmm. I like the Laura Mercier. It's called Photo Finish Foundation. So if you're starting to get a little lines, it doesn't like fill in the crack. It looks smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. What else do I like? Always wear waterproof. I mean, anything can happen. Like, you don't want to start crying on a date, but maybe it did happen. So I believe in preparation.
Yes. So you give your ladies this advice too. Like, I mean, you're sharing beauty tips with me, but is this part of what you're doing with like your customers? Do you share some beauty tips?
I do because I really try to inspire women as well. Like you don't have to just throw in the towel, you know, like I'm 50 and I'm like, I try to keep in shape.
Oh my gosh, you look amazing.
Oh, thank you. And I try to, you know, show them like, look, you don't have to just, I'm middle-aged now, you know, mm-hmm. or like even when you get married, like sometimes people just give up trying or they just get in a rut. Mm-hmm. And so here's kind of a funny quote. So in order for you to get back on the couch and into your sweats, you first need to get out of your sweats and off the couch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to get, you know, your relationship and then you can go back to whatever your comfort clothes. So that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
And there's just, I have this, you know, that whole undateable thing. I mean, like guys, you know, they can't wear the baseball cap backwards, the sunglasses, like 25 sunglass no-nos.
Yeah.
You know, the way, you know, the shoes are a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed people with their dress are kind of being more casual. And I recently had a woman show up like in a nice restaurant in yoga pants. And just like, you need to treat this like a job interview.
Yeah.
And you have to wear a 3-piece suit, but don't wear anything on the date you wouldn't wear on a job interview. No, don't wear ripped up stuff or, you know, t-shirts, printed t-shirts or, you know, just too revealing clothing.
Yeah.
All that stuff. I mean,
there's so many good advices. And I think that there's a little, like, we're less classy now. I feel like if you look at some of the period pictures, like even in the 50s, like women just primped a little more, you know, and the men did too. And it, you know, there was a lot of respect for, you know, just being put together and how you looked. And now it's just like normal. Before, you know, people wear their pajamas on airplanes. I mean, I know to be comfortable, but I'm always like, okay. So we've gotten really comfortable.
Honey, I even make people sign my rules.
Okay.
I'm not leaving any stone unturned. Like, I always continue to find out things like, okay, you went to happy hour before the date. First of all, you're a few minutes late. Second of all, I could tell you were drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. And don't have plans right after the date. Like, oh, I got to hurry up and leave. I mean, it's just rude. And so that's why when people come to a matchmaker, they're obviously taking it very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know, investing, you know, opening their heart and their wallets. And so, you know, we try to just make sure there's not any mistakes made.
Yeah, like, well, you want to ensure their success, right? Like, you're like, don't do this, and this. Like, we want you to be successful here.
And to your point, let's bring it back to old-fashioned where you do put some effort into looking good on the dates.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes such a big, I mean, it makes you feel important. Like, oh, wow, he's, you know, got dressed up for me. Or it just starts things off on a positive note.
Yes. This is such great advice. I was going to ask you, like, what are some daily tips for success? But you've been giving me so many, like, right now, just on how to, you know, be prepared and probably mentally and physically and to get ready for this. So do you have any additional motivation or advice for the ladies listening before we just wrap up?
I do.
Okay.
Checklists are for the grocery store.
Okay.
Okay, one time I had a lady come in with 75 things on her checklist.
Oh, like I have to have all these or I'm not going to be happy? Oh, okay.
Yes. So I talk to people a lot about like settling and, mm-hmm. you know, I deserve and all this. And it's like, you know what? At the end of the day, we can all lose our looks. We can lose our money. We can lose our health.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing is who's going to be your friend? Who's got your back? Mm-hmm. Who's going to be there for you in sickness and in health? Yes, you want to be attracted to somebody. Mm-hmm. But I found, you know, through my experiences of helping over 1,000 couples, I've set up over 3,000 first dates. The people that have those instant fireworks on the first date do not last.
Mm.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And so that's why I even have rules like no sex on the first date. Mm-hmm. Don't go to their house, each other's house, till like the fourth date. Like, we're trying to prevent having sex too soon. And not that I haven't had my share of one night stands back in the day. I'm not the moral majority. But people are, you know, the casual sex thing, it's just too, it's too prevalent. It just seems like it's not special anymore. And I hear from women like, well, if I don't do it, somebody else will. But the facts are that men want to feel like you're, you know, a prize, a treasure. They want to earn your love and trust. Okay. And so.
Yeah. And I think.
It's not playing a game. It's just like being, you know. It's just, why don't you want to try and fulfill their needs? Just like they're trying to fulfill your needs and make you happy. Mm-hmm. So it's not like saying, oh, well, I can, you know, sleep around if I want to, they can. Go ahead, but you're not going to probably reach your goals. I mean,
yeah,
they're slut shaming. Sorry.
Well, I think you're, well, when you're trying to find a real relationship and a real connection, things can get hazy if you start, you know, if you go down that road too soon too, because you know, you're trying to make a connection of, like you said, a friendship connection. Like, it's great if there's the chemistry. I mean, you definitely want, I mean, that box probably needs to be checked. I get it. But you want, you know, you want to get to know someone, you know.
You do, and we're not going to get 100% in somebody. Okay. We're just not, you're not going to find somebody that is going to be your therapist, mm-hmm. massage therapist, go shopping with you, will hold mm-hmm. your purse, you know.
Yeah.
Loves the same kind of food you do. Will watch Lifetime movies, you know, for endless hours. Never has any guy friends. Never goes anywhere. Just like serving you. Okay. That's not possible.
Yeah. So getting real with people, like, let's just get
real,
like with your
expectations. It is getting real.
Yeah.
And the main thing that people need to look at is matching values. And that's where, you know, some things that people overlook, you know, religion, mm-hmm. politics, your relationships with your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your childhood, how are you going to raise the kids? Is the woman mm-hmm. going to stay home? Are you going to get a nanny?
Mm-hmm.
What are you willing to relocate? What if somebody, you know, you get a job offer, really good one, are, you know, is your partner willing to move? I mean, these are things that you need to discuss later on the relationships, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know, those are just things to think about before you start dating somebody.
Do you take,
like, I had a guy, you know, his must-haves were, you know, he wants kids. Pardon?
Oh, no, go ahead. I think there was a little delay there.
Oh, okay. So he said the two most important things are he wants kids and he can't leave his city. Well, then he starts dating this woman that, you know, she's going to move away to go to grad school and she doesn't want kids.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, I'm just going to date her till she moves. I'm like, why?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just like building this emotional bond that, you know, you don't need to have. And like, I would never have matched him with her.
Yeah.
They had met on their own. And so sometimes people can have, you know, they're too open on people or they have too many criterion. And so that's where, you know, I'm trying to put some logic
mm-hmm.
into people's minds, because we do have a tendency to think with our heart. And sometimes you just need somebody, like you said, give you that tough love. Like, look,
yeah.
Okay. This is not going to work for you. I don't care how funny or cute he is. Okay. He doesn't say for the future. That's your number one concern, is somebody, you know, that's got the nest egg. Okay. She's, you know, really conservative person. And mm-hmm. I can see why that might have attracted her, like some, you know, free loving, fun loving guy, but at the end it won't work.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You've made me think about so many things today, and I know I'm going to have so many girlfriends. Yes. Like, so many people just calling, like, I need her contact information, please get me in touch with Julia.
Well, I love helping people. I mean, yeah. When I started this, I started out of my house, okay? I go meet people at Starbucks, and I remember I would come home, and my husband would ask me, so did you, you know, did they buy the membership? And I'm like, oh, I forgot. Like, I would just be telling people, go here, go there, do this.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, wait a minute, you know, I need to, like, you know, they're hiring me, okay? They need to, like, pay me before I just give them all the advice.
Yes. That's a hard lesson learned, starting your own business too, where it's almost like a consulting, right? But you definitely have to put some borders around that to be successful as well.
You do. And
give advice.
And that's something, I know your blog or your podcast is books, beauty, and business. Mm-hmm. You know, if anybody, your listeners need help with business, I mean, I can talk about everything from, you know, marketing, SEO, newsletters, lead generation, sales, closing, you know, how to increase, you know, you're meeting with, you know, 10 people and one signed up. Okay, we need to figure this out. Like what's, because some people, especially in the matchmaking world, because I'm part of this matchmaking institute, so I'm certified, and I literally know hundreds of matchmakers around the world.
Oh, wow.
Conference best practices, mm-hmm. but I can't tell you how many go out of business every year because they don't understand the business side of matchmaking. I mean, it's not, I know we're talking about fun stuff, blah, 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 but there's definitely, you know, you've got to track your numbers and figure out, mm-hmm. you know, your conversions and how many people are turning into couples. And, you know, mm-hmm. I've, over the years, I've really honed my craft. I've literally had a, you know, a few people marry their first match.
Oh, so wow.
I tell people, I'm not here to give you a bunch of dates. Like you can mm-hmm. do that on your own. So we're all about quality, not quantity. And if we're not making any progress after like three or four introductions, either they're not getting second dates or they're not wanting second dates, then we need to, you know, figure this out. Like what's mm-hmm. wrong? Am I not, you need to not change, I need to adjust my criterion. Or God forbid, do you keep blowing the dates?
Yeah, I mean, you can't fix everything, but.
Well, they just seem to listen to me. Like, mm-hmm. why are you single? I hate that question. It's like, just keep it short and sweet. You know, well, gosh, if I wasn't single, I wouldn't be able to meet you today. Like, mm-hmm. I'm glad, you know, single so I can meet you. You don't go, well, this is the right person. It just hasn't worked out. But you just, who wants to yeah. hear that in the first
Nobody
date?
Wants to hear that. Nobody.
No, you want to keep it light and fun. You want to have playful banter. You want to flirt.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And some people don't even know how to flirt anymore because they're all behind their phones. And like, mm-hmm. in front of people, there's like, frozen, like, oh my God, what do I say? I'm like looking somebody in the eye.
Yeah, I think that some of those just communication skills have been lost on technology too. Some of these younger people, especially.
And even older clients too. I've had somebody say, I never want to talk on the phone, you know, just text me.
No.
But the thing about that is, I know you can tell so much more when you're talking to somebody, like their voice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a quick little text. You can't tell their mood, and then you have to put an emoji. Okay, like, what time are you going to meet? And then you got to put a little smiley face. Because I would go, what time are we going to meet? It just sounds like demanding.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, no, I agree with that. You can interpret a text with a million different interpretations, the tone of voice that someone uses in a conversation. And I think that's so much more important. But I've heard that before, like, just text me. And I'm like, what?
Well, and it's oh great, text me, went to make sure you got home, that's fine, but yeah. Like you have a date on Monday and then you have a date again on Friday, like a phone call would be nice, like how's your week going, blah blah blah,
mm-hmm.
what do you feel like doing on Friday, like just keeping, you know, more communication going, mm-hmm. and showing your interest, like progressing the ball, like moving in the tennis, like so I think people become lazy daters really.
Oh. I can imagine that. So you're not taking them just like through the first date, but you're helping them through the second and third and fourth. Like you're there with them, well, through the process. Or when do you finally let them go?
This is what I always tell people, like after the first date, once you have contact information, then I step back and let you pursue things, but I'm there for advice.
Okay.
Like in the past, like when I first started, of course, I'm like eager beaver. Oh, call me. I'll help you. Mm. And then it became like, he said, she said.
Okay.
And I didn't want to, like, I don't want to be in the middle of it. Like, there's always, you know, three sides to every story, right? There's her side, his side, and then somewhere in the middle is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But quick example of advice. I thought this was so funny. Older couple, both in their, well, she's 51, he's 60. Really, I mean, age is just a number, right? Very youthful. But in their conversations, she kept referring to herself as a blue hair. Like, I'm just a blue hair. I got to go to bed early, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he called me. He's like, Julia, you know, I'm so energetic. I would, you know, I'm always on the go. And now she's saying she's got to go to bed early. She's a blue hair. And I said, David, she wants a compliment. Okay. That's why she's saying that. She just wants you to say, no, you're beautiful. Nobody would guess you're 51. Uh-huh. She was hinting she wants a compliment.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I come in handy.
You had to beat him over the head to say, okay, this is... This is what she was looking
for. I'm just
for.
Like, just give her a compliment. That's yeah. what she wants.
Yeah.
I mean, that's love language too. Like some people, you know, about the love mm-hmm. languages.
Yep, I sure do.
What's your love language?
Oh, you know, I'm one of those people that I bounce all around those love language because really? I really like, I love compliments. I love words of encouragement. But then I love gifts and then I love service.
Wow.
Like when my
poor husband, oh my God.
Yep.
What is Tony want today?
That's pretty much how it goes around here.
Well, I'm words like all the way.
Okay.
I live for thank yous. Like if I help somebody, it's like, I just want, like, I really like a little thank you. Like, okay, you got this speaking opportunity. I'm going to, can you put a little thank you, like tag me? Thanks, Julie, for introducing me to that person. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, why do I need that? But I think it's because I just didn't get complimented as a child. Like, no, my parents never said good job. I'm not mad at them for that. Uh-huh. But now I just crave it. But my husband's gifts, you should see my jewelry collection. I finally told him, look, I don't want any more jewelry. I just want you to tell me you're proud of me. I'm doing a good job. I'm a good mom.
Yep.
You know.
That's awesome.
So that's something to be aware of in your, like, you don't have to have the same love language, but you can, usually people will show you what they want. Like if they're always doing things for you, that probably means they want service back.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I totally see that. And it is definitely...
People always assume men are physical touch, but they're not always. Like, I've done a few presentations on the subject, and I will divide the room up into who's, what love language they are.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, the men want quality time.
Oh, wow.
Because we're all so busy. I have these ladies, that's great, you're a partner in a law firm, but you can't say, oh, you know, after the first date, let's see, I've got half an hour, 2 weeks from Friday, let's have coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about a buzzkill.
Yeah, that's scheduling would be tough, I think, especially with the career driven people you're dealing with.
Everybody has to eat, Tawny. Come on, nobody is that busy. Like, I feel
that's
like we're
true.
All
that is true. Everyone
we're all
has
in this
to eat.
me world.
Nope.
Sorry I keep trashing people, but I'm just like, wake up.
That's, okay. But, you know, I think people need to hear this kind of stuff because you do get wrapped up in your own head and you do get busy, and you're right. Everyone does need to eat, and we all do have time to jump on social media. It's not like you can't make that call real quick. It's
I
not,
know. And
you know.
Yeah. And the too busy thing, because I run into this with people a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, okay, there's single Tawny, and then there's relationship Tawny. Single Tawny probably does have her calendar booked up. She doesn't want to be sitting at home by herself. Mm-hmm. But relationship Tawny may be able to, like, not go to yoga 5 times a week, maybe not have a girls' night out every Saturday. But in the beginning of a relationship, you have to make yourself somehow available.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, other than you're going to lose your job if you don't go on a business trip, then don't. But,
yeah,
I mean, it's just people are craving. I mean, with my service, it's like people are ready. Okay, they want a committed relationship, and that's. I mean, I'm not trying to like push it, but at least with a third party asking the hard questions, you know, by the time you meet this person through a matchmaker like myself, the person is serious about, you know, wanting to commit a relationship. They're not dating a bunch of people. They're not sleeping around.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also the problem with the random dating. Like, it's the paradox of choice. It's the dating ADD. There's too much going on. Nobody can focus. I'm very much anti-dating multiple people at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the paradox of choice, I don't know if you've heard about that. It's a famous study basically through a shopping situation, but it showed scientifically that the more options somebody has, the less satisfied they are.
Okay. I can kind of see that. When you have like two choices, you're like, oh, I like this. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. It's easier to make that decision than with a million. So I can see that. I haven't heard of that.
I mean, people
before,
get,
but it makes
yeah,
sense.
People get analysis paralysis. And I mean, I do a lot of research. These apps are based on gambling. Okay. They want you to be addicted to them. They will tell you that. I mean, the founder tenders, I want to create confusion in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Their idea of success is keeping you on there, keeping you renewed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, there's that one person where it worked out, but it's really, I equate it to like the weight loss industry. You know how it'll say, like, I lost 40 pounds on hydroxycut in 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a little disclaimer at the bottom.
So it's not for everyone.
Average weight loss, one. So, I mean, really, you can meet somebody in the parking lot. You can meet somebody at church, gym class, wherever. But the matchmaking, all I'm doing is just providing people a more targeted approach to help position them
mm-hmm.
to meet people that aren't going to meet on their own, to, you know, be better, you know, at conversations, know how to talk to somebody, know how to look good, and also just to get out of your own head, like, quit self-sabotaging yourself. There are good guys out there. Or good, you know, there are women out there that you mm-hmm. don't have to rescue. A lot of the guys these days want to rescue. Sorry if I'm talking so much, but I just hear the same things over and over again a lot of times.
Yeah, no, this is really great. It's been great talking with you today. Like, you've definitely shared, especially anyone that's single right now, shared some great advice on dating tips, on beauty tips, but then also onto your service. And the fact that you put this reference guide out for everyone, I know everyone's going to benefit from that, no matter if they're single, if they're in a relationship. Like, it's a source guide to go through for that good advice that you kind of honed over the years.
Yeah, and it was, now I did write another book, Tawny, but that has to come out later after I stop my, that's my little tell-all. But all the names are changed.
Okay. I love it.
I just started keeping those stories because there are some juicy ones.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
But that won't be published till after I'm retired, and I'll probably use a pen name.
Yes. Well,
nobody knows it's me.
You're going to have to let me know when you start on that book.
Well, it's about halfway done. But then I realized, hey, I can't do this now. My clients will think I'm writing about all of them. So I'll just wait till later. But
yeah.
But the advice thing, I was just like, okay, if anything else, I can at least like enlighten people, because you can never get too good at dating. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, there's always something to learn.
And you're dating your whole life, right? Even when you do find someone, you still put that effort in. You're still trying to find a date night. You're still trying to, you know, grow that relationship. So I think there's a lot to learn for married people, single people, all of them.
Even business people. I actually did a presentation for Dell on dating and sales.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yep. Like, you know how you get you're courting, you know, trying to develop, you know, get the account. Then you get the account and then you don't pay any attention to them anymore.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that. It's like, no, you got to keep calling, checking in on them.
Yeah.
You know, remember, you know, the birthday, holidays, like, just, you know, somebody asked me, are you good at sales? I'm like, because I remember things. I remember to call them, you know, go check on the sports. I mean, just any little thing people appreciate so much these days.
Yeah.
And so if you are, you know, a salesperson, you have to keep courting your client. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
It's true. I'm in sales. I completely agree with that philosophy. You, it's not one and done. You know, you're not getting in there. It's building a relationship and having a long term.
Yeah, and the client will complain like, "Oh, I never hear from him anymore." Now that you know, you're making money off me or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
Attention to detail. The devil's in the details in everything.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I've really loved talking with you. This has been great.
And can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Tell me what your goals are with your beauty business, and books concept or.
Okay, so books, beauty, and business is really just learning and sharing success stories. I think that's one of the things that really motivates me, is hearing, you know, people being successful, overcoming those challenges, taking their life to the next level. So I love to just share that knowledge and information. So that's kind of how it was born. I started working, you know, for very large global organizations, and people would call me up asking questions that I kind of felt like they should know the answer to already, like being in the professional position they were in, like how to negotiate for themselves. Hey, I have a review coming up. What do I do?
Oh, okay.
And I just thought, okay, I feel like people at every level can benefit from this information. So that's how the blog started. And then I got such great feedback from there. I started looking for people to just interview and share their, you know, their business, their health tips, their challenges that they've gone through. So that's kind of how it started. I've done some sales trainings at just like places like the Houston Food Bank, and it's more like sales motivation, you know, keeping their tanks full so they can get out there and continue to do the work that they do. So that's, you know, really no like extreme goal in mind, just to keep the information flowing and to keep the motivation going.
Well, I think it's wonderful what you're doing, because I love, like, any chance I get to, like, mentor women or just share my lessons learned stories with mm-hmm. them, you know, because I definitely made some mistakes along the road, you know, obviously on the, hopefully not too much on the matchmaking side, but on the business side, like, you know, putting too much in some advertising channels that weren't working, or, you know, trying to, you know, mix things up. And I'm to the point now where it's like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So, you know, sometimes I think people like try out too many ideas, which kind of was what I did for a while. I got kind of scattered.
Yeah. Well, you found your place. I mean, you found your little niche in your successful matchmaking business. I mean, you've been, you know, on a lot of, you promoted on a lot of different, even like TV shows and different channels of marketing that you're able to touch. And I know you're doing a great job in Austin. Do you do this in other cities as well? Or do you focus primarily in your local area?
I focus on my local area. I mean, I kind of went through that phase a little bit. I kind of dabbled in Houston and Dallas, but I'm just so much about face-to-face, you know, and, you know, I'm a working mom, and that's something I like to talk to people about. You know, I actually have another business, and I have three children, so, you know, I'm trying to, like, prioritize, and, you know, I don't need to be a huge matchmaking service either. Like, I just, I like to have, you know, a core group of people that I really can help and just focus on that.
Oh, I have so many people in Houston that are going to be so disappointed.
You know what? I have a great matchmaker friend in Houston.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to need to get that information from you as well. Yeah.
She and I partner. Like, I work with, you know, like I said, matchmakers all over the place, and we refer people to each other.
Oh, well, there you go. If someone's listening outside of Houston or even outside of Texas and you're interested in finding a matchmaker, I'll have the contact information for Julia on here, and you can contact her, and then she can put you in contact in your local network. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's good to ask me first, because just like in any industry, you know, there's good ones and there's bad ones. I love all matchmaking friends, but you know, I've got a whole list of questions that people should even ask before they hire a matchmaker.
Oh, great.
Yeah, like how many years have they been doing it? And, who, you know, you sold me the membership. Are you going to be my matchmaker? You know, how many matches am I going to get? Are they being matched with a bunch of other people at the same time? How do you decide who's a match for me? There's just a bunch of, like, important questions to ask, because it is, you know, an investment service. There's no guarantees. And so, you know, you want to understand, you know, the qualifications of the person who's going to be taking care of one of the very most important aspects of your life, you know, facilitating introduction, the most important person you'll ever meet. And, you know, if you've got somebody with zero experience, you know, maybe that's not the right person to help you. I mean, you got to get started somehow, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know your point, everyone in the right direction. Well, I'm so excited for you. And also the Game Set Match. I'm excited for that. I'm definitely going to download that today and read it. So thank you so much again for your time. I know we've kind of gone over a little bit, but I mean, you just keep sharing so much great information. I feel like we could be doing this all day.
Well, on a final note, the reason I named my company Something More is because singles deserve something more. And going to a bar, sitting at a bar stool, swiping on the thing, okay? And so if all those avenues aren't working, then you need to try something more.
That's right. I love that.
Yeah. And so my website is trysomethingmore.com.
I love it. Thank you so much again for your time. Thank you everyone that joined us today to listen in. Join us for our next podcast coming out, and all the contact information will be below. You guys have a great day. Till next time. Bye for now.
Bye.